Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. After 2 days of Senate working group meetings on gun violence prevention, lawmakers are waiting to see when Governor Tim Walz will call a special session. It appears doubtful that a ban on assault rifles will pass. Republican Senator Eric Lucero of St. Michael.
We're here to talk about solutions and what we can do. It's very clear, as been enumerated numerous times, passing new gun laws will be tied up in courts and not have an impact, and likely found unconstitutional.
DFL Senator Ron Latz of St. Louis Park responds.
It's not just the Democrats' job to pass an assault weapons ban. We will try. We will try. But it should be and is an obligation of every member of the legislature to take steps to go after the weapons, not just the people.
Parents of the Annunciation school shooting victims are urging lawmakers to ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. A Twin Cities bracelet company is leading a fundraiser to support Annunciation Catholic School and Church. Emily Hobson Bauer of Embrace Our Souls says they created a bracelet titled Hold the Light, calling for all of us to
come together in unity and in support to bring light to them and support them while they are on their healing, that they are not forgotten. And so half of all the sales of that bracelet go directly to Annunciation.
She says they made bracelets in response to the killings of Melissa Hortman and her husband and wanted to do something for Annunciation. You could purchase a bracelet at the Embrace Our Souls website. And the Minnesota Lynx are headed to the WNBA semifinals following a 75-74 comeback win over the Valkyries in San Jose. The Lynx rallied back from a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter to sweep Golden State in the best-of-three first-round playoff series. New numbers from AAA Minnesota show the average price to own and operate a vehicle is decreasing. AAA spokesperson Brenna Knapp says,
this year's analysis is actually good news in the midst of many rising costs of living. The total cost of owning and operating a new vehicle is now $11,577, or around $960 a month, and that's a 700 and some change decline from last year.
There's more information about the report on the AAA website. And Minnesota music legend Bob Dylan will be performing at Farm Aid 40 Saturday at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Hibbing native and former U of M student was added to the lineup last night. Dylan's playing Friday night at Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival at Alpine Valley in Wisconsin and will join him the next night in Minneapolis. This is MNN.